since Israelis occupied Palestine in 1948, thousands of Palestinians were forced to leave their homes and found themselves living in refugee camps far away from their original towns and villages. In Ramadan, this situation gets more difficult for these people.
I was born in this camp in 1952, and I have been living here since then. When Ramadan comes, we don't prepare for it in the way we would love to. My family consists of 7 members, and none of us has a job. Poverty and siege make life painful.
This story is not an exception, and it is similar to thousands of others. According to the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, UNRWA, there are about 5 million Palestinian refugees. 1.2 million of them live in the besieged Gaza Strip under very hard humanitarian circumstances. While there are no accurate publicized figures for poverty for Gaza refugees, it is estimated that about 40% of families in Gaza live under poverty line. Unemployment rate for refugees in Gaza stands at 42%, a little above the general average in Gaza. They also depend mainly on humanitarian assistance delivered by UNRWA and other international organizations. For a humanitarian perspective, Al-Mizan Center for Human Rights gave us their insight on the conditions under which refugees live.
The conditions in which the refugees live do not meet the minimum standards for the rights for suitable living. This includes the shape of the house, capacity and space from inside and outside, and meeting health, environmental and safety standards. We are talking about the minimum standards, and they are even very likely to worsen in the future.
This insight couldn't be further from the truth. In Al-Shatr refugee camp in Gaza, we visited a house for one of the refugees to take a closer look at how they really live. The heat was unbearable and the power was cut. The house where 8 people live was in a really bad shape. This is where the family cooks. It is not fair to call it a kitchen, but they still manage this tiny space to function as one. During the day, this room is used as a living room, but at night, it is where the whole family sleeps.
I don't have a job and none of my kids has a job. We have nothing to prepare for Ramadan other than the peace of mind. We cannot store the food in the fridge as the power is off most of the time, which as well means that water is off too.
It is unfortunate that these people don't have many choices. They receive Ramadan with more questions than answers about their future and whether their sons and grandsons would have to live under such unjust conditions. Palestinians live under painful circumstances in Gaza refugee camps, but they still hope that one day their misery will end. Mazen Naeem, Press TV, Gaza.